Well, I think you have to have a knowledge of the Quaker testimonies and the importance of those with being a global citizen, because they are important for everyone to know. I think we all, as humans, strive to follow those types of testimonies, but I think understanding how they play a role in education is going to be really important.
Welcome to another episode of the Quaker Matters podcast. On today's episode, we are joined by Alex Mello, Wilmington Friends School class of 2001 and current second grade lead teacher. I want to start here, Alex. Spices are an integral part of Quaker education. So with that in mind, how are you able to effectively teach and communicate the importance of the spices to your second grade students?
So teaching the spices to second graders kind of, it can be a challenge because you're trying to teach some pretty lofty ideas to kids that are only 7 or 8 years old. I think the best way to teach the spices is through, I think, a lot of conversations using literature, relating it to something that they understand. For example, when we talk about integrity and being your best self, looking at that through a 7 or 8 year old's eyes is not about, it's not about these big ideas. For them, it's just telling the truth or making sure that you're doing things when you know they're the right thing to do, even though no one's looking. I think community's one of my favorites just because it's fun to build and get to know kids, especially in the beginning of the year, through different activities, and having kids understand that our differences are something to celebrate as opposed to something to frown upon.
How is Wilmington Friends different from other schools?
So the only experience, I've actually graduated from Wilmington Friends, so I was really fortunate to have most of my educational experience be in a Friends school. I've had experience visiting other schools and doing some student teaching in other schools. And I think one of the biggest things, differences that I've seen are those values and how they're integrated into everything that we do. So even something like the wax museum that we're doing in the second grade, talking about how that ties back to those testimonies and talking about how people change the world and have a positive influence. So I think the difference between our school and other schools are those Quaker values and tying those into everything that we do.
What characteristics does a teacher need to have in order to work here at Wilmington Friends School?
Well, I think you have to have a knowledge of the Quaker testimonies and the importance of those with being a global citizen, because they are important for everyone to know. I think we all, as humans, strive to follow those types of testimonies, but I think understanding how they play a role in education is going to be really important. I think it's understanding kids' experiences and where they're coming from and their backgrounds and relating things back to them. So I think that's a really big piece. I hate to say this, but I don't think an educator is in a Quaker school that should be any different than an educator in other schools. For that reason, I think that as an educator, I think it's our responsibility to connect with students and to make things meaningful to them. So I hope that all educators have that, those qualities, but I think especially in a Quaker school where that's what we're striving to teach and put out into the world, I think that that's going to be important. I think we are in a bubble as a private school, so I think understanding that as well is going to be really important, because you have to sometimes bring those experiences to kids who might not have it, and trying to figure out a way to show what life is like in other places or other experiences. So that can be a challenge too. So I think having the understanding of where your students are coming from, their experiences, and helping connect them in a meaningful way.
We know that it's important for students to have autonomy and voice in their learning. How does this look at the second grade level? Essentially, like, how do you allow students to be a part of the curriculum?
That's a really exciting part, honestly, of working in a private Quaker school, because we have flexibility within our curriculum. So, for example, we're doing a wax museum, and the kids learn about an influential person. We don't tell them who they need to learn about. We let them choose and navigate all the different books that we can provide to them, and they pick their favorite character or their favorite person in history, someone who had a positive influence. So, you know, someone might be really into sports, and they want to pick Jackie Robinson. So I think letting kids have that choice is really important, and having that flexibility with what they can learn, again, kind of makes things more meaningful for them. It gives them that internal, intrinsic motivation. So I think that part of that flexibility is really nice. I think that there are times when kids want to write a letter to, you know, a teacher, or they want to learn about something, more about something, which we can allow to have happen because we have that flexibility and the trust from administration and parents that we're going to do it in a developmentally appropriate way.
You went to school here at Friends from K through 12, graduating in 2001. Your sisters also attended school here, and your mother worked here for a long time. Not to mention now, obviously, you are a second grade teacher. Your two daughters also go here. So I guess I'm curious as to just thinking about your own experiences and the experiences you shared with your sisters, your mother, and now your two children. How does that help inform, shape you as a teacher and educator here at Friends?
I think as a student, because I went here from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade, I don't think you always realize the experience that you are getting until you leave that place. So I think that part, seeing it from the other lens of a parent or seeing it from the lens of a teacher, is a really special thing. Because as a student, when you're going through it, it's just your reality, right? You don't have necessarily, when you're young, the world knowledge that you might have as an adult. And so I think that changing that lens has been really, really a cool thing to see. And I think, but also having had my own experience that way, it helps kind of navigate my conversations with my own kids or my conversations with my own students, because I have a similar experience.
We just recently celebrated the 275th anniversary of Wilmington Friends School. And so I'm just curious, when you think ahead, what do you see the future of Friends looking like?
So it's interesting because I was thinking about this question before. And I think that with the rise of technology in more and more of our society and in our classrooms, I see already a shift of importance to teach kids more about social emotional types of learning or executive functioning type of things, with just how to organize yourself, how to communicate in a way that is appropriate. I think that because kids are more in front of screens, or there's more of a immediate gratification type of experience for a lot of students, I think teaching more of those interpersonal relationships, I'm already seeing there's more of a need for it right now. So I can imagine even more, as technology advances so quickly, that becoming more of the classroom than it was, I think, when I was younger, or even people 275 years ago. I think a more explicit type of learning might need to be done around those things.